Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. The Dayton Development Coalition has wrapped up its annual trip to Washington, D.C. this week. The fly-in includes business, educational, and government leaders from the area. Today, I'm joined by Michael Gessel with the Dayton Development Coalition to talk about the trip. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
What's the purpose?
Well, the purpose of the trip is to strengthen communication between the people of the Dayton region and elected and other officials in Washington, D.C. It's really an educational trip. What we're trying to do is give the Dayton region leaders a deeper understanding of Washington and also make sure that our Washington officials know what we are thinking and what we would like to see out of Washington.
There was a conversation with lawmakers. I understand a lot of it dealt with the federal budget cuts known as sequestration. What's your impression? How receptive is our delegation to the problems of our region?
Oh, I think they're very receptive. They understand what we're trying to do. They're aware of the effects that the budget cuts have on the Dayton region. But just to be on the safe side, we make sure that we give them a little bit more details in reporting on what we're seeing back in Dayton.
Are you getting the impression that there is going to be some working together across the aisle to move any solutions forward on that?
There does seem to be a very deep gulf between the two sides, and as we heard from our presentations, that there is a gap, that the Republicans and the Democrats are still trying to work out their differences, and they're having a hard time.
Outside of sequestration talks, what were other some main topics between our coalition here in the region and our lawmakers?
Well, always on the top of our list is maintaining our federal facilities. We have about 30,000 workers on the federal installations in the Dayton region, mostly at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, but we also have more than 2,000 employees at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center. And so we are always trying to make sure that our lawmakers understand how important these federal facilities are to Dayton and to the economy of Dayton. But one of our top federal priorities this year, as has been in recent years, is unmanned aircraft systems, UAS. That's in the Washington speak, although the press commonly refer to them as drones. We are trying to make the Dayton region a center of UAS manufacturing, research, test, and training. And that's a federal issue because the FAA controls where these aircraft can fly, and the Defense Department does most of the buying and research, at least for now. And so we are encouraging the federal government to get more involved in research, training, and manufacturing of unmanned aircraft systems.
I want to ask you about this idea of pork barrel spending or earmarks. One example that comes to mind, this is a little outside of our region, but in Lima, there's a tank plant that gets a lot of support from our lawmakers. But the Army said, for example, that they don't need these tanks or want these tanks anymore. That idea, I wonder, does the Dayton Development Coalition take that into account when it's pitching some of the things that would benefit our region? Are they things that would also benefit the nation as a whole?
Well, of course, they have to benefit the nation as a whole. But the whole question is, who decides what benefits the nation as a whole? And, of course, the Army is going to have its point of view, and we have to take that into consideration because they are experts. But as every student of the Constitution knows, they are not the deciders. The popularly elected President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief, civilian control, and the founders put the control of the budget in the hands of Congress. Very clearly, these are the entities that are the deciders. And so, yes, we do take into consideration the national importance, and when we promote a project, we do so knowing that it is in the national interest. Of course, it will also be in the interest of the Dayton region. But the idea of pork barrel spending really is a concept that is made to put projects in a negative light. One person's pork barrel spending is another person's national significant project. And so we do care. We evaluate projects with a national eye and a local eye. But we believe that our civilian leaders are the ones who are going to make those decisions, and they should be. That's the way our government is set up.
The Dayton Development Coalition has been doing these trips for 29 years. Is the climate of Congress making it any different this time around to advocate for the Dayton region?
Well, at our level, there's not much of a difference. But we are getting a sense when we hear reports from our congressional leaders that there is more of a sense of frustration. And when we talk to leaders in the Pentagon, which we've which we do every year, there is a much greater sense of frustration. And so there's a regular line that we are hearing from Defense Department officials at all levels that the gridlock in Congress and the inability of Congress to pass budgets and to pass laws in a timely fashion is really making their job much more difficult. And that's a new message that we're getting. That's not been as much a problem in the past.
Michael Gesell is with the Dayton Development Coalition. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.